shirt as well. The zigzag guy.
Death metal, thank you. A term that's so disrespectful.
My girl was different.
You, my friends are so disrespectful. I'm just like rolling a joint, right? I'm rolling a joint. I give people, give all my friends three joints. I walk in here, three joints. And they're like, oh, these joints are loose. Like the women you date. I'm like, come on, man. I'm giving you guys gifts off the bat. And you gotta judge everything about my life all of a sudden. Pyro was talking about cats. I'm gonna talk a little bit about animals. Pyro was talking, he was saying that like when cats get cancer in their nose, that's like the slowest snuff film you can watch. Because slowly the cats suffocate from their cancer tumors. And I'm like, now I'm just like, can you afford me that stuff? I can't jerk off to normal porn anymore. Now I need felines cancer vids in slow-mo, bro. Just watching the life cycle. Because I've seen all the weird porn. When you jerk off to all the weird porn, you're like, let me watch tumors grow in a cat's nostril. I want to see the life get snuffed out. I don't know if you realize this is Babylon Sports Bar. This is the last stop before purgatory.
Hey!
So I'm going to say weird shit and suck my dick. There were some girls outside. Girls are, they're all broken people. Can we be honest? Women are broken. All of them. Get that many dicks in you, like you don't even think straight, right? Girls, all of them. They were taking selfies outside. Can you believe this shit? They were taking selfies, and they say to us guys, they're like, guys, what hairstyle should I be? Should I have my hair up? Should I have my hair down? Should I have my hair in cornrows? What do you like? And I said, bitch, I want to see a side pony. Side ponytail. Just like the side of a atomic waste facility. This is the waste. The pipes are just boom. Now I'm up for everything. I'm expelling toxic waste. You just shoot loads in my mouth and they come out here. I like side ponies. Don't worry about it. There's a metaphor for gutter punks that I like. And then the girls went to the bathroom. They're like, we need bathroom time. This is getting weird. And then they came back outside without side ponies. And now I hope they're dead. Now I hope the two dead girls got knifed or their faces cut up. Because if you're taking selfies and you're asking guys for their opinion about your goddamn hair, and they give you time after time, I want a side ponytail. Give me a side ponytail. And then they go in the bathroom, they come out without side ponytails. Those are some bunk-ass bitches, man.
I think that's Highway Diary 170? 170.
Yeah, I told you I wanted.
All right. I'll take the biscuits and gravy combo.
Chicken and waffles?
Look like Austin, like every time, same thing. He said, hesitate for obvious reasons. Chicken and waffles?
He's here. You know this guy?
No, you just said.
Oh, he's here all the time.
Thank you. I'll be back. Biscuit and gravy. Make a scramble for you, sir.
Sure, a scramble.
Like, I got you.
I like the lingo. I got you. You know, she's like, I'm with it. I'm with the fucking downbeats, homies, or whatever. Right. And she's like 70.
Oh,
Austin Fauchin, what kind of propaganda did you learn when you were studying to be a massage therapist?
Hand jobs.
What?
All the way.
Just the blood flow, that's just everything's flowing.
No.
Jerk them off and then they shoot all over the place.
All that stuff.
If it's flowing,
all the time. all the time. I don't know. I don't remember too much about massage therapy school.
That's rude.
What city did it happen? It happened at, like, Clearview Mall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Blue Cliff?
Yep. Just in the mall. On random mall people. It was weird.
And did different clients come through?
Yeah. I forgot I can't just shake my head at you.
And what happened with these clients?
That's none of your business, sir.
What? I'm trying to get the inside scoop to Blue Cliff Massage School.
Most of them told me that I had really soft hands. That was it. I just touched their bodies a little bit.
You touched their bodies?
Mm-hmm.
How slowly did they tell you that you had soft hands?
Not very. It was quick.
You have soft hands with Pinkie Pie?
Yep. Just like that. I don't know what you said at the end, but I'm assuming it was something about hand jobs.
Okay, goodbye. Give me a hand job.
Did you jerk off any of the customers at the Blue Cliff
school? Well, legally I'm supposed to say no, but yeah, the answer is no.
Okay.
No.
Because I watched your stand-up. You were like, I get no sex by anybody.
Well, that's not exactly how I said it, but yes. I said I don't have sex with anyone.
How is the massage business in New Orleans?
It's not very good. A lot of men are like, I don't want a man working on me that's gay. And women are like afraid, you know, because of
rape culture.
That, yeah, exactly.
How many clients have you rape cultured?
None. If I'm going to do something, I'm doing it all the way. There's no culture about it.
Wow.
But the answer is none.
It's so ridiculous. You know, if you get a Groupon for a massage and Austin Fauché comes over and he starts massaging you, there's probably like a lot of legal ramifications to sticking a finger in the bum or the vagina, you know what I mean?
I don't do any of that.
So you can't do that.
They only stick fingers in my bum. That's all.
Right, because everything is so public record now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's say you're a massager in the 1940s in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say a desperate housewife comes in. She's like 48 years old. She's like, my husband hasn't touched my clitoris in 5 years. He hasn't goddamn buggered me. Do you understand? It's 1938. He hasn't stuck anything in someone's. This is $600. And when she's pushing it over to you, that's like, imagine like $600,000 being pushed over you. My husband having a touch my vagina.
This is a family restaurant, sir.
You can make a score if you just touch it in the right place 4 times.
Jesus. You should write for another period.
Has that happened to you? Have you been propositioned?
Well, actually, one time a guy tried to.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly what he was trying to do, but he was like,
are
you going to work the bottom? And I was like, sure, I'll work the bottom of your body. Like, you mean the feet? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, sure, I'll work the bottom. And I didn't know what he was talking about, so I'm just working the body. And he's like pointing to it now.
Look, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Private secret
gay
time,
shit.
Bro.
Yep.
Eavesdroppers.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, we're just waiting for our food. Turn the microphone down.
Yeah,
bring your
microphone. Yeah.
Do you know how microphones work? They're like... They record. We're doing a podcast, man. All right, man. Wow, big words.
so cool.
All right. You know, some people are confused.
That does remind me of my favorite thing that's ever happened since we've done stand or since I've done stand up.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. But like, I don't know if you were there, but like, I was there and I said something about Anthony Davis, the basketball player, and this guy was like super offended.
Yeah.
He was like, "Shut up, faggot. Next joke. Next joke, faggot." And like, I don't know. I think I let it get to me just because my brother's gay, and like, I don't know. And it just bothers me when I hear that word. So I'm all upset at him. And I don't know. I don't remember what I said, but I was like threatening to kick him in the face, and I told him to go play in traffic after. But like, Jackie was like, "Oh, if you want to do that, why don't you get up there? Come on, get up there." And he had everybody leave, like when the guy was up there trying to talk. And it's just like, I don't know. It felt like I was part of the family when that happened.
Oh, okay. So at the La Nui, Jackie made you feel part of the family by shunning a heckler.
By, like, staging a walkout.
That's cool. Right, let's talk about Jackie Jenkins Jr.
Jesus. What are you dragging me into?
I have a love-hate relationship with that person.
I know this.
I don't know if I've ever said this on my podcast, Highway Diary. But there was a few times where I was dating some girl with a kid, right?
Uh-huh.
Her name was Kristen. Let's just say that. And Kristen sometimes would buy weed from Jackie, all right? So sometimes she'd buy weed from Jackie, and then he'd be like, and I was like, "Jackie, Kristen's my girlfriend, you know?" And then he's like, "Yo, what about this dick or whatever?" And I was like, "Jackie, why are you talking to my girlfriend and asking her, like, what's about this dick or whatever? Like, you're married or something." You know what I mean? So I'm like, "Hey, Jackie, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you a contact where you can buy some weed. She'll buy weed from you, you know. We'll be cool, but that's my girlfriend, you know. And you're married or whatever, so I don't got to worry about that." And then the first time he sells your weed, he's like, "Yo, what about this dick or whatever?" I'm like, "Jackie, that's like super rude." He's like, "Hi, introduce you."
I think
you.
That's the nicest thing you can do.
Would you like any ketchup, anything?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like ketchup.
Okay.
God, Eric, well, you gotta ruin everything, don't you?
Well, I have eggs, I want ketchup.
That is so disgusting.
So, you know, thank you. Alright, let's take a break. We're going to eat some food for a couple minutes. We're continuing on the Highway Diary podcast. We're actually on the road now.
Oh, yeah.
Austin Fauché. When you were first starting to be a comic.
Are you baiting me to compliment you?
Yes.
Well, you told me, you and Nick Rodriguez, you guys both told me to keep doing it, keep writing, and try to do at least 4 mics a week. And just to keep at it, and you were the first people to actually tell me, like, real advice instead of, "Oh, that was good."
What was that advice that you heard?
I don't remember.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah, just keep doing it.
Just any words of encouragement when you're so vulnerable trying to make people laugh.
Yeah, just keep doing it. You're funny. That was pretty much it. You didn't really help me that much.
How dare you?
In fact, you're kind of a jerk.
I am your guru. Let's flip the
yes,
script
Daddy.
Here.
Also, Eric Hollerback tried to rape me tonight.
That is a huge...
Bought him dinner and he took advantage of me.
Exaggeration. Well, you did buy me dinner, but then I bought you drinks, you know? And I thought this was more of a...
And he touched my ass.
Okay, that's true, but that's taken out of context. And the context being, you know, you have a big juicy ass, so what do you want from me?
Did you just fat shame me?
What?
How dare you?
Juicy. That's a term of endearment. It's on a big up your ass, if anyone wants it. If anyone listens to this podcast and is like,
I like the worst podcast ever.
Probably.
Maybe we should redo this another time.
When we're not like half in the bag and flagged.
Yep. When we're not only talking about being sexually assaulted and other things.
I don't really think I have other podcasts though. If I'm honest.
I feel like I'm the only one who's ever talked about hand jobs like 2 minutes into a podcast.
Yeah, well, you can get some records if you're really going for it.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is us in Fauché's house, so this is about as good a time as any to end the podcast.
Don't ever post this.
This has been Highway Diary. I've been your host, Eric Hallbuck. With me, Austin Fauché.
Yeah, seriously, maybe we redo this.
Well, maybe we could just have like a real short podcast.
Let's maybe redo a short one because you're friends with my mom on Facebook and I don't want her to see this. Yeah. Maybe we do like
all right, let's have a second recording session.
Yeah.
All right. To be scheduled.
Okay.
In the future.
Okay.
Continuing on with Austin Fauché. You know, we got yelled at. Remember we got yelled at? We were in a diner.
Yeah, by that guy who looked like a nutsack on steroids, you know?
Yeah, he's this juiced out guy, and we were just making hand job jokes. And he's like, well, you talk about faggot shit? You talk about faggot shit? That was weird, man. That also happened to me. I was in Florida one time, and
That explains it.
I had this... My girlfriend's dad got married. So we went to Florida to go to his wedding. And I was just pumping gas, or I even forget what I was doing, but I was outside and some guy just drove by and puts his head out the window and just goes, faggot? And then keeps driving. I'm like, I'm with my girlfriend right now. This is ridiculous. Just some people are just so homophobic. Like, two guys, like, making hand job jokes at a diner. He's like, well, let me just tell those guys that they're fags so that they don't try to suck my dick.
It was classy, okay? We were at an IHOP.
I know, right?
The classiest of diners.
And he was with two dudes. What the fuck is going on? All right, whatever. Austin Fauché, you're a comic. You're a budding stand-up comic here in the North.
If you want to say that.
Like a barnacle, more of a parasite.
Yeah, that's accurate.
A wallflower. You're hanging on.
Barely.
You grew up around here? You say you grew up in Metairie?
Yeah, Metairie.
And what was growing up in Metairie like? Were you like the funny person in...
Absolutely not. No, I was the person making fun of the funny people in school. I mean, I was funny to like a small group of people who I actually talked to, but everyone else I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. I don't need you.
It is weird. High school is very intense. It's like popular people, they're social people. You're more introverted, you're more the observer.
Yeah, just sit back and watch everything.
What kind of weird characters were in your neighborhood?
In my neighborhood? I'm trying to think of the not messed up answer. The one that won't end my career. I don't know. I had a lady steal, like, I had some kids steal my Razor scooter, because everyone had a Razor scooter back then, back in the 2000s.
I had one.
Yeah. Yeah, I had someone steal my Razor scooter, and when I went to get it back, the mom was arguing with me about it, but, like, it had my name, like, I put like tape on it and wrote my name across it, and it still had my name on it, and she was like, no, I bought this for my son, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, it has my name on it. And then
afford one for her kids, so she stole yours.
Well, I think one of her kids stole it because I was stupid and trusted everyone. Like, I would just leave it on my carport. Yeah.
And then your neighbor said that it was yours, even though you pointed to the taped name on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they didn't even bother removing it. Too lazy to hide the evidence.
They didn't care. No one does. Story of my life. Just a sad, depressed emo kid.
Yeah.
I'm like a real life Patrick Ritchie joke. Well, someone else joke.
That's
that
inside
Patrick
baseball.
Patrick Ritchie stole.
Alright. Wow. Yeah, I like Patrick Ritchie. He was, I don't want to talk too much about him, but, you know, he's this kid. He had some great one-liners, and, you know, a lot of them were taken from, like, Googling what jokes are, you know? So it's like, he would have good shows, and then people would be like, wait a minute, I just Googled this, and it's like the first joke that comes up, like, when you Google the word joke. So it's like, this is embarrassing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I might sign up twice tonight. One is me and one is Patrick Ritchie. Alright, I'm done busting his balls.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't want to, like, ostracize him, but it's like you give someone a few warnings. You say, oh, you know, people have noticed that you took this, people noticed that you did that, and then it's like it becomes a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I personally am not too worried about it. Whatever. He did what he did. He knows if he did it. If not, whatever.
Yeah. Were you ever, like, bullied in school, or were you just quiet? What made you so introverted? Hmm.
I think I just didn't find anybody interesting. Like, it was just, oh, you know, this, like, small group of people that I liked that I'm sort of still friends with. You know? I don't know. I just didn't like people that much. Like, I was like, oh, those are the cool kids. They're not that cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a lot of self-esteem issues, too.
It seems like you're kind of overcoming all that stuff. Like, if you're introverted, if you have low self-esteem, it's like, do jokes. If you can get, if you can be hilarious undeniably in a room, that's where you can kind of prove that you're, like, a master at being social.
You think I'm hilarious undeniably?
Whoa.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever
so
said
cute.
To me. No, I'm kidding.
I'm saying that's what we're all here to prove.
Right, right.
I know how powerful it is when someone gets labeled something in a high school environment or something. It's incredibly powerful. I heard this one rumor, and I still remember it to this day, where someone in my high school had a medical condition, and her very best friend, her very, very best friend, was like, I noticed that you always have, her very best friend opened her purse, and her purse had a butter knife in it, and she goes, what's the butter knife for? And the girl goes, look, I'm not going to tell you, okay? For months and months and months, I don't want to tell you what this butter knife is for. Finally, she's like, all right, here's what it is, but you can't tell anybody ever. She's like, all right, I won't tell anybody ever. Well, here's what happens. I have a medical condition where my poop is too hard. It's like wooden. And so when I poo, it just gets stuck. So I have to take the butter knife, and I have to parfait my turds so that they'll flush. I think I remember learning this on the ski club bus in sixth grade.
What?
And ever since then, like, she was known as, like, the sushi turder. Like, she would take a turd and then cut it up like a sushi chef. And it's like, if I ever see her, like, 20 years from now, I'll be like, yo, where's the knife? Let's do some surgery on those fucking poo biscuits.
You're terrible.
Let's do it. Let's dice them up.
You're just gonna bully her?
Yeah.
And shame her? You're gonna poop shame her?
I can't not think. That's the only thing that will pop in my head for the rest of my life, thinking about that. Like Anthony Weiner, too. You know that recently Anthony Weiner got divorced twice from the same woman, and she just remarried him?
What? Why?
And it's like, what? I don't know. They want to patch it back up.
I don't want to get married once. I don't know why he would do it three times.
No, to the same woman, and every time, then he, like, sends dick pics out to, like, everybody on the internet. Unlike, you know, Ashley Madison, then she gets busted in, like, you know, he's sending like 15-year-old girls pictures of him bulging. There was one where he was like holding his daughter, and like he had a huge boner, but it's like an infant baby, and he like took like a with a baby and his boner in the same picture shot. I mean, the guy's fucked up, but it's just like, I could change. I could change. And she's like, okay, well, we could try this again. I promise that'll never happen again. It's unbelievable.
That is ridiculous. I've only sent one dick pic, I think, in my life, and it was blurry on a flip phone. So somewhere out there, ladies, if you look hard enough, you might be able to find a blurry dick pic from when I was like 15.
Were you dating that girl, or were you just trying to get things going? Trying to sort open, of both. Open with a strong move?
Yeah, sort of both. We were, I don't know if we were together at the time, but we ended up being together for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I guess it worked.
That left an impression.
Yeah.
It's almost like dick pics, it's like a fishing lure, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cast them out there. Don't get arrested. Don't be caught without a permit.
You need a permit to send dick pics?
Check your paperwork. Yes.
I used to, I think I might have told this joke like one time, but I used to say that I was like the hallmark of dick pics.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I had a dick pic for every occasion. Like for Christmas, I painted my penis like a candy cane, and like Black History Month, I had a picture of me like sword fighting with my black friend. I don't know. I kind of forgot the rest of them, but I had like all kinds of ridiculous holidays.
Let's talk about this. How have you sent a? Okay. How is your relationship with women? Like, you're introverted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of cautious. It takes you a while to warm up to people.
Yeah.
Is comedy something that's gonna just help your skills with ladies, you know?
Yes and no. I don't know. I think it's just gonna help me kind of. Yeah, I'm sure you can hear it now. I'm like kind of stumbling a little bit. I think it's gonna try. Like, I'm trying to improve, like. Not speaking skills, because I'm not, like, retarded. Sorry, didn't mean to offend retards.
Charisma.
Right. That, yeah. Yeah, just trying to overall improve that. Yeah, but I don't know. I think it helps. It helps, but you always get, like, the same thing when you tell a woman that you do comedy. She's like, oh, tell me a joke.
Yeah. Sometimes... Someone once did that to me, and I told them my first joke, and they go, that was terrible. And I was furious. It's like, I think they were talking for the first half of my setup to begin with. But then when I got to the punchline, I think they kind of understood it, but just didn't like it. And it's like, would you go, you know, oh, you're a car salesman? Oh, give me a pitch. Well, this car is an Infiniti GT. Terrible. I mean you're just a Simon fucking Cowell, animal if you do that. People are so crazy. Dude, I feel like recently there's something in the air today. We're just driving here. It was a nightmare. People were cutting me off. You know, you have your blinker on. People just are like, no, fuck you. I won't let you in. When people,
I hate driving. Hate it.
Yeah. You don't have a car. You took an Uber here?
No. I got dropped off. Yeah.
That's cute.
The car thing sucks. That's cute.
That's Paul Joseph.
Who?
Paul Joseph.
Don't know who that is. Never heard of him. Why is he so close to me?
Day 4 with Austin Fauché.
Yep.
So where are we? Where are we? What's going on?
Sitting on a stoop. We're outside, dick.
We're outside Bar Redux. You know, I got to kind of walk across the street to not get heckled during a podcast, you know. As soon as I walk up,
You know, Kyle's talking about my booty size, how I got a ghetto booty now. You know what I mean? It's a little disrespectful, so. Trying to get away from the peanut gallery.
See, I thought you meant, like, heckled, like, Chris Hardwick's better or something.
Well, whatever. Get the background noise. People want to know about Austin Foshé. That's why they tuned in.
Yep, they sure do. And I'm not telling them anything.
So, you've been dealing with a lot of bureaucratic hurdles recently.
Yep.
In the massage business.
No comment.
All right, next.
Yeah, let's talk about
We can't talk
else.
About that? Okay.
Not until they're resolved.
Yeah, but you have to get certifications. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just let anybody do that.
Yep. They're going to learn today.
But, you have multiple jobs, so everything's cool.
Yeah. All kinds of jobs. Almost took it to a dark place.
So, just picked you up from your aunt's house.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Good. Good. She's doing good.
What does she do?
She's retired.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does she have, like, back issues or stuff? You just go over there, work your magic?
No, I just went over there to hang out with her. Just be nice.
Is she lonely? Does she not have a husband anymore?
I don't think she ever did.
Oh, okay.
Jesus is her husband.
Oh, she's super religious?
Yeah.
What
about you? What's your religious situation?
Oh, I was raised Catholic, and then during, I guess, undergrad, I became an atheist, and now I'm more of an agnostic. But I'm always researching the occult. Not really practicing it, but just kind of seeing what they're up to. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like.
So basically, you got kicked out of Christianity because you were gay? Is that what happened?
What? Huge accusation. No, I don't know. It was just so weird to win.
How big? This big of an accusation?
What?
This big?
Massive accusation.
Damn.
Rude.
Very rude.
So anyway, what do you think from your childhood, like, pushed you into doing comedy?
Well, my grandma died, and I think this was the first time I ever did, like, a real bit. Like, every old lady that I saw, I would just be like, "Grandma!" And I thought, I was, like, waiting, expecting there to be another grandma. Like, I was like, "When's my new grandma coming? Is that her?" Just pointing at random old ladies. Yeah. They didn't like it very much.
They got furious?
Little bit. Some of them were teachers.
But that was just like an inside joke with yourself. You would
kind
just
of,
call every...
Yeah.
When you... Almost like you lost your grandma.
I was like 8.
So is that you?
This happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Another good one is when I found out my stepdad was gay, I think I might have already told you this one, but, well, when I officially, like, found out, because I had suspicions that he might have been, but, so I was, first of all, to give you a description of how much of a white trash piece of garbage I was when I was in high school, I was on my way to, I think I went home to, like, change my shoes or something, because I was like, "Oh, these new shoes are gonna impress some girl." First of all, this bitch looked like Forrest Whitaker fucked Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big pink thing? She was big and fat and pink, and she looked like Patrick Starr, but she had, like, the weird eye, like the Forrest Whitaker eye.
Oh, the classic. You try to look him in the eye, and then you're like, "What's behind me?"
The funny thing is, we would argue. Like, we would get in fights, and she'd be like, "Look me in my eyes!" And I just couldn't do it. But anyways, so I was, like, trying to impress her, because it's a long story, and it's connected to other stories. But basically, I had just been left by my high school sweetheart right after prom. Mm-hmm. And I was sad and depressed, and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, all right, easy target. And I know now that it was kind of fucked up and that I'm an asshole. But anyway, so I was going home to change, and I was like, I'm going to impress her tonight because my standards are super low. And I walked in, and what I saw when I walked in there was my stepdad, and he was sitting on the couch in this, like, weird striped thong thing. It was fucking strange. And then I saw some naked black man just bending down, and I was like, what is he doing? Oh, God. Okay. And he was going down on my stepdad.
Oh, wow.
It was, yeah.
So you came home to change your clothes to look spiffy for this lady.
Right.
This black lady.
No.
And
it was a white lady.
Oh, okay. And then your stepdad, but she had a fucked up eye, though?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess because you said Forrest Whitaker, I assume that she looked like Forrest Whitaker.
But I also said she was big and pink.
Oh, okay, I didn't catch that. So you went home unexpectedly, and uh-huh. This was out of your routine?
Right, right.
Okay.
I wasn't even living there at the time. I just went back to the house
just to get
some shit.
That's the thing, is like, can they at least go in the... If your stepdad was in the bedroom, you would never have known?
No, I would have never known that. This was like on the couch. Like, you walk in, it's like kitchen,
yeah,
and then living room. But there's no wall separating them.
Right.
So he was just in the living room, just getting his dick sucked by this big black guy.
And then you're like, Mom, did you call your mom right after? Did you still go on the date?
She was with me. And yes, I still did go on the date.
Did you get your clothes?
She, like,
or did
pushed
you just
me
ran...
out of the fucking house.
So you didn't get your clothes?
No, I didn't get my clothes.
You just ran back out?
Yep. She, like,
oh, so your
shoved
mom was,
me out.
Was
yeah.
behind you?
Yeah. I walked in first. She shoved me out, and it was a whole thing. They were, like, screaming at each other for 40 minutes.
I bet.
Yeah. It's a little strange when you
Jesus.
Walk in and see your husband out here sucking dicks.
Jesus. How risky. And how disrespectful to do it on the couch. You know?
Yeah.
Is it more disrespectful to do it on the marital bed, though?
I don't know. Like, that's disrespectful to her, but this was disrespectful to everyone.
Right.
Because how many times have I fallen asleep on that couch? Like, and now it's just got dick sweat.
Right.
Just all kinds of jizz stains and all that shit.
I think they're starting the show, but we're pretty far down on the list, so we got some time to podcast out here.
Yeah.
Do the fucking spontaneous show, Young Funny at Bar Redux, here on a Tuesday. Recording for the fifth time to get this fucking podcast wrapped up. I remember there was this one story. I don't know what made me think of this. Probably because I fucked my body up from it. But I was like sledding with my friend. You know those flexible flyers? You know what flexible flyer
is?
That's where it's like wood on the top. It's like wood slaps and then like the two metal. You don't grow up with sledding because you're from Metairie. You don't know
right.
about the snow?
No, I don't.
Okay.
What is snow?
Well, in Jersey, we go sledding, and in the snow, there's one kind of sled that where it's all metal. It's got two metal, like, ice skates, and it's on, like, a board of wood, right?
Okay.
And then you can only kind of steer it from the two. There's, like, a...
it's got, like, the little...
Like a handle. Yeah. Like a handle in the front. And then when you push it all the way up, it'll just kind of lean. You can't, like, make any kind of sharp turns whatsoever.
Okay.
So I was with my friend Brian, and we were in his backyard, and he's got this run that's, like, a very, very steep thing in his backyard mm-hmm. that I think was dug for, like, rain drainage. So there's this, like, snaking trail. That got all snowy. So he went back there with his flexible flyer, and we're like, who's going to try this? And I was like, I don't know if I can make that turn. He's like, you can make that turn. I was like, all right. So I get on the flexible flyer, and I launch down like a Jamaican bobsled. Just like I went 600 miles an hour, and I go to make a 90-degree turn at the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. It is impossible. And I just tuck, roll, 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 roll into the deep woods, roll, roll, roll. And I just went boom, and I hit my back against a fucking stub. Like, Jesus. A tree got cut down, but there was just the stub left, and I was just shrimp-backed against it. But goddamn, it's fucking dangerous, man. Sledding? Yeah. Have you ever been sledding?
No.
Or skiing never. Or anything like that?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up? How's it going? People walking out from Bacchanal?
Probably.
You've never gotten any snow or nothing in the snow?
The closest we had was, like, snow, like, in 2005, and it wasn't real snow. It was, like, ice. Like, it was basically, like a
slush
thing. Maybe it wasn't 2005. Maybe it was before that. I don't know. But, yeah, it was just this, like, weird slushy ice shit. And I built, like, an ice man on the fucking back of the car.
Yeah.
That was the closest. Just threw ice at each other.
Dude, sledding is fun. And tubing. And snowboarding.
I've been tubing, like, once.
Really? Okay, so you've done that. Where'd you go? Were you in the Northeast?
No, it was somewhere kind of close to here. I don't really remember. Because back in the high school days, I would partake in some illegal activities.
Whoa.
And just, you know, I don't really remember much, but I think it was, like, in the state. Like, it was in Louisiana somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, a place you can go.
I like your shirt. It says, give pizza a chance.
Yeah. Give pizza a chance.
Give pizza a chance.
And it's got a pizza cut into, like, a peace sign.
Give pizza a chance. That's pretty hilarious.
I'm pretty hilarious.
So you what were you into? LSD? What, you still get flashbacks?
No, it was just weed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I grew up, I was so scared of weed. Some of my friends started doing it, and I was like, oh man, you're gonna ruin your brain. I was like totally brainwashed by the DARE
totally
program.
I went through that.
The DARE program, you know? And then you see your friends kinda. It's also weird, my friends who are all, like, their parents were the most strict with alcohol, they all went way the other way when they could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When whoever was, like, totally sober and never had a beer through high school now is, like, way into it. But my family was always like, if you want, they would give me, like, a glass of wine at Thanksgiving, and they would, like, stuff like that. It wasn't, so they just made it, like, okay. I don't know. You know, it's almost like a dam gets built up. The more you say, no, 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 the more it's just like, boom.
Yeah, it's just like, shut up, I'm going to do this.
Fuck your orthodoxy. I'm going to Rumspringer. I'm doing ecstasy. I'm sticking my finger down some...
Are you just referencing Amish things now?
Yeah.
Just, is it because you're Amish? Because you look Amish?
I'm just fascinated by Rumspringer, how they have like this designated... Like, oh, you want to party? Oh, you want to break out and check out what the fucking muggles are doing on the outside?
You want to disappoint your family?
Yeah, yeah. But everyone does, and like 90% of them come back because they were just raised so differently than, you know what I mean?
I don't know if I could do that. Like, just be Amish.
Oh, my God.
It's weird.
What would the hardest part be about being Amish?
I don't know much about them, but probably electricity.
Yeah, just the air conditioning.
Like, I deal with that, like, twice a week when I'm at Party City, and that's it. Like, I want to kill myself.
Twice a week at Party City?
Sometimes. Sometimes once. Sometimes none.
Then what, they don't have an air conditioner?
Nope.
What?
Nope. It's just hot as balls out there.
Oh, that sucks.
That's fine. And then, good Party City story. So this lady... This lady, she comes in, it's this, like, skinny old black lady, and she walks in with this older white guy, like, he was, like, at least 10 years older than her, and so she walks in, and black lady, white guy, they walk in together, they're looking around, they come up to the front, and she's, like, looking at candy and stuff, and he's like, do you want something? And she's like, can I have this one, daddy?
Whoa.
And I was like, that's not her dad. why is she lying? And then I realized she was a hooker.
Well, not maybe they just have that relationship. Maybe he's just like, I'm your daddy. And she's like, whatever, daddy. Like a sugar daddy. That's a sugar daddy move number 101, yeah, Candy.
Sugar daddy is just like a fancy way of saying pimp. Like a personal pimp.
No, well, sometimes it's like you're a hooker and you just have one client. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like you're a personal pimp. I just said this.
Personal pimp, though. Yeah, I guess that confused me. Because a pimp, like, I always think of a pimp as a salesman selling out his hose for other people all the time.
True.
It's almost like they have, like, an arrangement, you know?
An arrangement to be fucking gross in a store?
Hey, Daddy. You want to milk these milkers, Daddy?
Oh, my God.
I always wonder if I had a wife who was lactating, if I would, like, use it in my coffee, you know what I mean? Like, use it.
Oh, my God, no.
I kind of think it's, like, a hilarious joke if your wife is pregnant and she's given milk to, like, make cupcakes. And just instead of milk, just use her breast milk. Because people would never taste that. You would never taste it. You just use milk as the ingredient. You make pancakes. You know what I'm saying? And then you give your friend pancakes. And they eat it. They're like, that was delicious. I don't know what that was about. And then it's just like, well, that's my wife. That's a quarter cup of my wife's titty right there.
I feel like that's something that you would see on Jackass. Like, they would just fuck with, like, Phil or something.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, you're drinking titty milk.
I wonder if like, a newborn has a seizure issue, they can take titty milk and then render it into butter and then get weed butter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a way to give infants weed, as if it's in titty milk butter. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
For medical purposes. For medical purposes.
Right. Medical purposes.
So, were you raised with religion?
In the beginning, like, the first couple of years.
Was it Catholic? It was like Pope Catholic?
Yep. I thought about doing this joke about being Catholic and everything, but I was like, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me if it's funny. It was, I went to Catholic school for the first few years of my life, you know, my prime kid fucking years when the priest would, you know, go after the little boys, those years, and then I never got raped until I met Bill Cosby.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it kind of sucks.
So what was the thing that got you away from religion? Was there a moment where you're like, oh... Because I remember very clearly, like, when all the pedophile priest stuff was happening, I go, this makes no sense that the Catholic Church isn't, like, decapitating with guillotines these fucking pedophile priests. You know what I mean? Like, if you're, like, a relic of the Middle Ages, like, do some, like, weird Middle Ages torture shit, you know?
Right. I don't know if there was one thing that kind of took me out of it. I still believe that there's some kind of God. I just don't know if it's, you know, the white dude with the beard and the long hair and shit.
Right.
I don't know. Like, just shit was happening in my life. And I couldn't even tell you what it was. I was just, like, depressed. I don't think there was a reason. But I was in high school, and I was just like, I don't know if God's real. I don't know if this is, like, a thing.
You went for to be, like, an emo teenager. And you're like, yeah, I don't know if this is real, this orthodoxy.
Yeah, and then I've kind of come back around to the idea, like, as an adult. And, like, I needed that, like, that stage where I just kind of hated life. Just because it, like, you know, it turned me into who I am. Like,
yeah, I wonder. It is weird because I was raised with religion, and I'm not sure if it's good or bad. I really don't know if it's good or bad. Like, if I had a kid, if I would raise it with religion or not. I just don't know. Because on the one hand, it did give me, like, I would say, a strong moral compass internally that I still keep. But at the same time, it's also like, oh, so Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and Jesus, and this is a bunch of bullshit. And you know what I mean? I have that, like, aspect where I'm like rebellious about it and kind of annoyed that a lot of my time was wasted every Sunday going to fucking church and shit like that.
Yeah.
I was also in CCD, like a
what's that?
Catholic continuing education or something. And so like we like before I got like confirmed. Were you confirmed?
No.
So I went to like extra Jesus studies before I was confirmed and shit.
Yeah, I think I thought it was bullshit before that.
Yeah.
Like, by that point, I was just over it. I was like, I don't need this. See, like, my view on religion is just kind of like, teach your children not to be dicks.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Just don't be a dick. Do whatever feels right. You know?
How does your family work? Are both of your parents together? And do you stay in touch with all your aunts and uncles?
I don't have much family left at this point because they're all dead.
Really?
Not all of them.
Just like all the grandparents?
Close family, yeah. I think I have one grandparent, like my dad's dad, is still alive. My dad's alive somewhere. He's just a piece of shit. He left when I was like 5, and he recently like tried to get back in touch with me, but I don't care. Like, at this point, it's like, I don't really need you.
Right.
You know, where were you when I was, like, forming myself? And, I don't know, like, my parents aren't together just because my dad spent a lot of time in jail. Just because he did stupid shit and he kind of chose drugs over us. And that's a part of why I'm so, like, anti-drug. But I'm not going to tell somebody, like, hey, don't do that. I'm just not gonna do anything. Like, I don't know. My grandparents are mostly dead. I have, like, an aunt and uncle that I sort of stay in touch with. I see them a couple times a year. My aunt, whose house you picked me up from, was, like, I see her, like, at least once a week.
Because she was, like, your other parent?
Sort of.
Your mom's sister?
Well, great aunt, I should say, but yeah. Well, my grandpa's sister, and I think that's part of what pushed me into comedy, like, when my grandpa died. Just, like, I don't know, it opened up a lot for me. Like, I didn't cry for, like, 6 months, and then all of a sudden it just hit me, like, all at once. It was just, like, holy shit. You know, like, he's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. That really drove me to do a lot of things I never felt like I could do before. For example, date black women. And I'll give you some context to that. I think he was sort of racist. But, I mean, like, I love him. He was awesome, and he was kind of, like, there when my dad wasn't. And I think a lot of, like, the shit that I had to deal with, even what I'm dealing with now, like, I think it could have been avoided if he hadn't died. But anyways, so he he got into a fight with his brother, who would be, I guess, my great-uncle, something like that. So he got in a fight with his brother once he found out that he got a black woman pregnant. And, I don't know, it's just freeing to know that I don't have to worry about him kicking my ass. And I can date who I want.
Oh, okay. So your grandpa was, like, close to you in an important part of your life, but when he's gone, you're like, oh, wait a minute, he was kind of racist. He gave me some bad habits.
A little bit.
How is dating black women going?
It's not. It's not. So if there's any black women out there who like chubby white guys who can kind of grow like a patchy beard.
Good massage skills.
How you doing? Yep.
Wow.
I also sold perfume, so I know what perfume women like.
You know about lady stuff. You can take care of a lady.
I sure can.
All right.
Up to this stage, Mr. Austin Beauchamp. How you doing? I heard you like ugly white guys. So. sometimes off script
so
and don't
much.
Really have so much
you.
Humor. I don't know if that's true or if I'm just being
a
dick. Oh, right, New Zealand, sorry. You guys are like black people. You all look the same. Mr. Steal Your Girl.
I'm a
I don't even know what that means.
No,
that would be stupid. Why the fuck would I do that? Argue with New Zealand guy. No, I think it's super weird when a girl calls you daddy during sex. Just, that's weird, right? Like, you don't want to fuck your dad, do you? Nope, nobody? Well, I do what my dad did when a girl calls me daddy. I leave for 15 years. Yeah. Got a Zealand guy to laugh. Anyway, so my love life is like any story about a kid on ESPN. You know, in the beginning, you're like, that's so cute. Aww. And then in like 5 minutes, you're like, how tragic. So they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And that's true in my case, because I have to lift up my stomach to see my dick. I saw a movie called The Belko Experiment recently. Anybody see
that?
I've
seen that. I wanted to.
It's basically a white person's wet dream. It's about killing everyone at your job. You know, because we shoot shit. You know, schools, movie theaters, things like that. Speaking of movies, I don't agree with Donald Trump on a lot, but I agree with this whole trans ban thing.
What?
Gotcha, groaning and shit. I don't think they should make any more Transformers movies. That was a good subscribe. Ha ha! Take care, fuckers. You guys gonna watch the new Bill Cosby show? It's called Middle-Aged Women Say the Darndest Things. Thank you!
I think you're super funny. I enjoy watching you perform,
sir.
And you always bring new stuff. It's fun to have you in the comedy scene, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just because I can't do something a bunch of times. Like, I can't just do the same set over and over
right.
again, like tell the same 10 jokes or 5 jokes or whatever it is, and just be like, hey, did you ever hear about the blah blah blah?
I mean, it's good, like stage presence is good, but honing a craft is good too, and it's good to have a good mix of both. Like, you're able to
right.
improvise and have that skill, but then you're also able to like do a show and just do jokes, you know. But if you do a new 10 minutes or a new 6 minutes every time you perform, you know, it's going to be real difficult to, like, build an act.
Yeah,
you know?
And I'm not saying that I don't do some of the same jokes, because I do. Like, I've been doing one joke, like, since the beginning, and I haven't done a set without doing it.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like my signature joke. I mean, I don't know. Is that weird?
No,
that,
not
like,
at all.
Thing?
And also, yeah. How you haven't been doing it that long, too, right?
It's been...
About 1 year?
A year and a month, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that.
Cool.
Fun fact, throwback to earlier in the podcast, I started stand-up on, like, the 12-year anniversary of my grandma dying.
Is that the grandma of your racist grandpa?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Was there other people who were racist in your family?
Sort of, but I feel like they're not, like, outwardly racist. Like, they're the kind of racist people that they'll whisper when they say the word black.
You know,
like, you know,
yeah.
Black people.
Because they were black. And that's why that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, or they do it with
Obama too. They're like, when, you know, that guy, Obama, was in the White House.
You know, because he's a black guy.
I mean, they're not like Get Out. I don't know if you know, if you've seen that movie, Get Out.
No.
It's like about a lady, like a black guy is in an interracial relationship with a white guy, a white lady, sorry. They're together and like her family is kind of racist. And I don't know. It's about horror shit. I don't want to give too much of it away. But basically they're kind of racist.
It sounds more like super racist if they're like, get out the neighborhood.
It's not like that.
Oh, okay.
It's black people telling black people to get out.
Oh.
Like, get out because they're racist. And they're probably going to do some weird shit to you.
Were you funny in high school? Did you ever get laughs when you answered questions?
Not like class clown kind of laughs. Like, me and like the people that I was hanging out with in class, like the people around me would laugh together and we would have a good time, but it wasn't like I was making the whole class laugh. And I think that was kind of intentional. Like, I think it's easier to get laughs when there's like a big group of people, but it's hard when it's like, you know, it's one-on-one or it's like you and three people. And it's, I think I kind of liked the competition of being in like a group of people that were funny and like, you know?
Yeah, you try to outdo each other, say weirder and weirder shit.
Yeah, kind of like here earlier tonight.
Yeah. I love Young Funny because we go, we bust each other's balls, and you never am like, oh, could I not say
oh,
that?
You mean the balls that you can't see?
How dare you? Everyone was saying I have a camel toe. But if I talk in a certain way, then everyone's like, oh, there's his hog. You know what I mean? So I don't want to show my full superpower right off the bat. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to tape it down.
Mm-hmm. I'm not listening to anything you're about to
say. No,
there's
a girl with a nice booty walking by.
Okay. She's far enough.
Dude, speaking of booties, there's all these like German exchange students that live in my building. I go to UNO, and there's like I live in a dorm room, and all like the exchange students like fill up the dorms. And I walk into the office the other day to, like, drop off my rent check. And I look up, and there's a line of just, like, six girls sunbathing topless on things with all wearing thongs. And I was just like, this is the greatest office in the world.
I'm
going to
come visit you.
Dude, it's unbelievable. Because I got some German skills, so that's, like, part of my game I've been working. But after episode 160...
Trying to be a German Jew...
they try to snuff us all out.
Just in case. Hashtag Holocaust 2.0.
You know I'm not Jewish. You know I was raised Catholic. We talked about Jesus earlier.
You're Jewish.
See, it's just there's a rumor going around. I really don't know how that started. I guess it's this beard too.
Yeah. It's very Jewy.
All right. I just like the fashion, you know?
The fashion.
Oh, am I a Jew just because I like corned beef? Or is just corned beef just fucking good? You know, Jew food is like high-level food, bro. I always go right to the deli counter.
You know what? That was very un-Jewish of you, just because I'm sure that shit's expensive.
Well, you don't think Jews eat Jew food?
Not
they spend
really.
Money on themselves, not other Jews. People. All right.
I think you're being very German right now.
Yeah, I know. I am part German. My name, Hollerbach, that's German as fuck. My dad is, like, you know, German and Irish, and my mom's, like, Italian and French-Canadian or something like that.
I don't know what my dad is. Like, he's, like, French, but he's also, like, copper. Like, he used to be white, and then he turned into, like, this fucking... like thing that looks like a penny. Like he just got super dark.
Yeah, does he go like spray tanning or tanning or
I don't know.
He works
I just told you this.
But how often do you
in
see
like
him?
15
well, you know
years.
He's copper colored.
Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know much about him. I know he cleans toilets and I was going to write a comic book about him because I just think it's funny the idea of like him being a superhero fighting like toilet related issues. Like
just shooting
this giant shit monster.
That's hilarious. All right, the show's been going on for about a half hour now, so we should go perform. And meet you on the flip side.
All right.
Keep it going for Byron Broussard. His wiener right now is bent in whitey tighties. But he doesn't show it on his face because he's a professional. That's show business for you. Show business. What's up, Kiwi? I have a bone to pick with you. Earlier, B-Dub asked you what time it was. Earlier, the comic B-Dub asked you what time it was. You said 9 o'clock. It's 9. Okay. You show them your watch. You said 9 o'clock. I checked the time. It was 9:07. I think there's nothing more pretentious than a vague watch. Like, your watch is like a titty with a sundial. It's so pretentious. 9. Not a lot of business happens in New Zealand. You don't always have to know exactly what time it is. It's, oh, when it's around 6, the kangaroos, they block the road to the sheep brothel. I just have to know when the finger goes down that I can't fuck Betsy. Thank you. Great addition. I'm getting a little fat recently, and people have been commenting on my ghetto booty, Kyle Smith, Casey Paul. I start showing up, and they're like, oh, look at that booty. Xander told me, oh, your booty's so great. I hope that you start bottoming. I'm like, come on, man. I'm just being objectified now.
So wrap things up here. This is Highway Diary with Austin Fauché. We both performed Bar Redux. Good crowd, right?
Yep. I think they were a little better for me, though, than you.
What? You are so arrogant. You have one good set, and now you're like, oh, that person could suck my fucking asshole. You know what I mean?
Yep. You can just admit that I'm funnier than you. It's all right.
Wow.
Just admit that your whole life's work was a waste.
It was. So many reasons for that.
Just because I came in after a year and just destroyed, and you're like, meh. So... pedophiles, huh?
Yeah, you think that's my set? Pedophiles, huh? I didn't do my child sex doll joke tonight. I didn't do any of my child porn jokes tonight. How dare you?
Oh, you didn't?
No. I just look like such a serial pedophile that you're like, oh, he must have done that.
Yeah. Probably. It's the Uber driver look.
I almost killed someone in my Uber car today. Have problems with problems with people. Like someone was in my car and they were like,
you have problems saying the word problems.
Problems. Problems? Prom? Prom?
Yeah, you were like, earlier you were like, that's her prom in life.
Prom. I got lazy mouth since I've been in the South. When you live in the South for a while, you start going, prom. Hey, where's your
proms?
What up with it? Yeah, you just start answering the phone like that.
You start talking like Lil Wayne.
For real.
That's the problems.
Prom, Sean. Crime motherfucker. But I had this girl in my car and she was like, hey, can I eat these Taco Bells? I have 21 tacos. And I was like, for sure you can't. And I took her from Kenner to Gretna. You can look that up on your fucking Google Maps. From Kenner to Gretna. The ride took an hour 10 minutes, and for that long she complained that she was hungry.
Like, I'm starving.
I've got to pass out. Are you sure I can't eat 21 tacos? I was like, yeah, but then I got to vacuum 21 taco fucking shrapnel out of my fucking car with your fucking just, ugh. And then she was just like, then she called her grandma. She's like, grandma, the Uber driver said I couldn't eat. I know, he's such a dumb faggot. I want to eat. I'm starving. I'm going to die. Anyway, I got to call someone else. Hey, Cholo, yeah, so the Uber driver is a fucking asshole. He said he could drive. He's just calling other people when I stopped listening to her complain for an hour and 10 minutes. What about Party City? You ever get the ghetto people in that you want to fucking stab? That aren't just
like
on
I brought this up
on dates already. With the sugar daddy. You told about your sugar daddy one. Hey, I saw the website.
So the website said, you have this and that and this and that. And I'm like, go to the website.
But now that I'm here, Jesus. It seems like you don't have that shit.
Like, and they're so stupid. Like, they'll pull up the thing on their phone and it'll say online only or online exclusive. And I'm like, this bitch doesn't know what exclusive means.
Bitch, is you serious? It's like they're showing you the evidence, but they're too lazy to read what the fucking words on the thing say.
Right. And people don't read when they're in Party City anyway. Right. People don't read because it says, there's a big sign that says balloon orders can be placed anywhere. And people come up, like, they stand in front of the balloon counter where it says they can be placed at any register. And they're just like, so is anybody going to come take my order?
Yeah, yeah. No, you actually do that at the register.
Yeah, like the sign says.
Like, in giant font. Yeah.
Dude, it's huge. Have you been in there?
Party City?
Yeah, it's like, it's a giant.
Are you on the banner. One in Vets near Buffalo Wild Wings?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the one over here.
Oh, okay. I don't know this one.
Yeah, probably best. There's a lot of kids in there. You're not supposed to be within 500 feet.
That's only certain high schools in Connecticut and San Francisco. Don't worry about it. There's a lot.
Oh, so you don't knock on people's doors like, hey, I have to inform you.
I got out of that game.
That I'm the red dot on your...
There's so many accusations on this podcast. It's so rude.
Did you leave in the accusations of you trying to rape me from the first podcast?
Oh, because you have a big, juicy ass. But that's not my fault. All right, so what do you got going on this week? Have I inspired you after going to Bar Redux to go to that one more or to go to other ones?
Yeah, yeah, you have. But also, like, I don't know. I think just doing pretty well tonight kind of made me want to go back. And just, like, once I figure out the situation with my car, then
yeah.
I'll be able to do it more. I'll have a decent car. I mean, I'm off Tuesdays, so
yeah,
should be able to do it.
I can bring you every couple times. Maybe not everyone, but I can bring you like every other.
Yeah, and
maybe.
I don't expect that.
So we'll keep in touch. But it's a pleasure to watch you get better, and you know, we had a good time. Thanks for being on my podcast, Austin.
Thank you for making me giggle every time you say better.
How dare you? Just I'm trying to give you... Can't get through the accent. We have a cultural divide. I'll be at the... what's it called? The Irish House. April 7th. And I'll be at... so you can get tickets.
Factory.
So Bangers and Mash Comedy. April 7th. And then April 8th, I'll be at Bullet Sports Bar. 8 p.m. So check me out.
Gonna get your mash banged.
For real. I hope I get a fucking meal as well for going over there. Do Bangers and Mash Comedy. Don't even get a fucking sausage. So I'm going to shake down the cook in the back. And if I have to give him some of my b-hole, you know, like, that's just the rules of the street. So, you know.
Them's the rules.
Them's the rules. All right. That's another episode of the Highway Motherfucking Diary in the bag. Later.